Hello?
Hi, is this the Friends of Form and Animation Forum?
Yes it is. How may you help you?
That's a really good question. I don't know how I could... I guess I have to help myself help others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have to help myself to a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
I could help myself...
Do hamburger helper?
Oh, that would be great.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which...
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you've all seen this, but...
Who are you talking
the
to?
The new... I'm looking around. I'm looking through walls.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The new hamburger helper commercial freaks the ever-living love out of my soul.
What is it? I don't think I've seen it. What's it? What happens?
Okay, you remember these commercials. The
sure.
big glove.
Yeah, the glove with the face on it. Yeah.
Smiley face.
Uh-huh.
All right. It went from being the glove as a cel-animated character over live action.
Right.
Then it went to being a prop within the scene that didn't move. Then it was a hand puppet that you never saw the bottom of. And then it became CG.
Yeah.
And you know what it's back to now?
Drawn animation?
No.
Just like a lifeless prop?
No.
A hand?
Yes.
In a glove?
Yes.
You see the arm now.
You see a hairy, large man's arm. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where
Who makes Hamburger Helper?
I don't know. Betty Crocker?
Kraft? Betty Crocker?
I don't know.
Something is
Whoever
wrong.
The fuck makes it is dead.
Okay,
get
dead to you.
Dead to
There's
me.
There's a commercial, mother and daughter. Mother and daughter, okay?
Yeah.
In the front seat of a car.
Oh.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight, honey? Is what she says in that voice.
Wait, can I?
Go ahead, let's reenact it.
Reenact it, all right.
What are we going to have for dinner tonight, honey?
I want hamburgers.
Okay, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
giant smiley glove comes from...
Between the legs?
Betwixt the seats.
Oh. Not between the
followed
legs.
Followed by
yeah.
a large, hairy, large man's arm. Now,
oh God,
please, it's not dissimilar to in the sewer coming across Pennywise the clown. It.
Yeah, yeah.
So I now,
never,
I now
you'll never be able to eat hamburger
Alan, I now associate elbow macaroni with minced meat
yeah.
as terror clown.
Wow, that's bad. I'm sorry.
We have a good show today.
We do. No hamburger helper here.
So, Alan, yeah. here we are.
Yeah.
Faf Boston.
Yes.
We have before us some of my students.
Yes.
From the School of the Museum of Fine Arts.
Yes. Very exciting.
Here with us today.
Get the students' perspective.
To discuss animation.
Animation schooling.
Animation schooling.
The future.
And the future of future animation.
Yes.
And not the future of animation, but the future of future,
animation. Yeah.
So, Alan.
Yeah, Joel.
It's time for a computer to bring in. It's going to be a chore.
I know.
Computer, summon all of them.
I know. That's a lot of guests.
Okay, here they come. Hello, everybody.
Everybody, come on, clap for yourself.
Go ahead, you can clap for yourself. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a cacophony of clapping. That's more than we've ever had.
I know.
This is like a whole audience or something.
Yeah, it is.
So, welcome, everybody. Yeah. Our student panel of student animators. Animators and animators who are students.
Welcome.
Perhaps we can just go around the room quickly
yeah.
and tell us who
yourselves.
You are, starting over here with Stevie. What's your name?
My name is Stephen St. Francis Decky.
My name's Amanda Bonayuto.
Yes. Next?
I'm Kyler Loya.
Okay.
I'm Taylor Hewlaw.
My name is Carolyn McKenzie.
And I'm Felicia Fuentes.
And we're broadcasting today from a dentist office.
That's right. Yeah. There are drills
yeah,
around.
Drilling.
Wait, there's one more person on the end. And who are you?
E.T.
E.T.
The extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, you guys have all been working together over the years, drilling.
Yeah.
You've all been working over the years, putting in time, making animation. What's that been like? Anyone, go feel free. Yes.
Felicia.
Well, this is Felicia.
We all live in the animation room at school, and we all share...
What school?
The School of the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston.
The SMFA.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
SMFA.
Massachusetts.
SMFA.
Felicia, please, Tell us what you were about to say.
I was about to say that we all live and sleep in the animation room and shower each other with hugs.
Yes. Mm, yes. Very nice. Would you all agree?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We don't take real showers.
Yeah, we don't have actual showers.
Yeah, no.
Right. Right.
We get those moist towelettes and just
sink showers.
Whatever.
Yeah, you can do a lot with a sink as a shower.
Yeah.
And if you were too clean, would that be, you wouldn't be in the muck.
No.
Yeah, the psychological.
You gotta get dirty.
Yeah.
Animation is dirty work.
It's dirty. Yeah. You have to get down in it.
You have to be hyped up on Monster to be really focused.
And right. Sampha.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And Coors. Coors.
Jeez. I do remember that he drank a lot of Coors in
the I just didn't think that was.
Yeah.
I think he's wasted right now.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say has been the greatest thing about doing animation in school and the least greatest thing? And then something that also is great.
Well, the greatest thing would be that every time we hate our own animations, there's always someone around to love them. Constant moral support and constant hugs and spooning and just a lot of love, a lot of love. Because sometimes you just run out when you're working for 36 hours straight, you know.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. As we've said before, animation can be your teddy.
It's true.
It can be your...
Pricker bush.
Pricker bush. It could be your fluffy white cloud that you look at in
your
the sky.
Whoopee. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, maybe tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing. Favorite techniques. Favorite techniques that you work with. Does everyone in here just work in Flash?
No.
And why not?
Flash kind of sucks.
Why?
Oh. It's too mathy.
It's awful.
It's too computery.
Yeah. Mm. Like the end result, you can get like beautiful, like really fabulous results, but like the price that it takes to get it is like.
Bit of your soul.
Yeah, it's just it's not. It doesn't seem natural enough for, you know, like if you put a lot of effort and time into doing like stop motion or like a drawn animation or animation or sand or something, it's like it just feels more for real. Flash feels like a like you solved like a math problem you didn't really want to. Work on it to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, Flash is good, but it's nice to have something tangible that, like, you make with your hands that is, like, the mark is from you to the paper. There's no middle ground. And so you know that when you see a hand-done animation, whether it's, like, stop motion or drawn or whatever, it has a different feel. You can see more of the artist in it than with Flash, which kind of takes it away.
Except I think there's like a lot of room to like integrate that with like After Effects into like regular stuff. I'm totally into that, but like Flash by itself like already looks like it was done 10 years ago. Like and After Effects is getting like that too. But if you integrate them, I think there's like room to fuck with it and stuff.
Kyler, would you speak to After Effects and fucking with it?
I had a lot of trouble with After Effects for the most part. It really separated my organic process of creating, and so this division was a big problem for the whole like first semester of working with it. So I will hand draw an animation or a sequence or whatever, then I'll scan that into the computer and then take out the background so it becomes like just a line art. Then I'll do all the color work or touching up with a Wacom tablet, and then I'll make a QuickTime video of that, and then I'll composite that into After Effects and go from there. So
it sounds like an economic way of juggling procedures, which is, I mean, that's how animators think.
I guess. That's basically why I chose it, because I wanted that hand-drawn sort of like cell animation look, but I didn't want to have to make cell animations and have all this material because I didn't really have a studio or any space. So the computer became that studio.
Other favorite techniques, materials you guys like to work with?
Flowers.
Yeah, flowers are good. Flowers are good.
Flowers. Good.
Glitter?
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Glitter.
Yeah, glitter's good. It's kind of difficult, actually, if it's raining on a cat that's stripping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very nice effect.
Yeah.
Now, is this a glitter effect, or do you mean real glitter?
I mean real glitter.
Hmm. How do you animate real glitter?
Well, I just kept moving it down and down because it was showering on a cat that was stripping. And I had to keep pulling more of the glitter back up again like it was raining.
Hmm.
And it got everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long did it take for you to get the glitter off your hands?
I don't remember.
I see some.
There's still some
on your left hand.
You guys have been working pretty steadily over the course of the semester or year. Both?
Year.
Some people. Year.
Yeah. The year.
On work. Year. What part of the process is the most intriguing to you? And I should mention, I think, perhaps I know, that you guys are all making your films from beginning to end mainly by yourselves.
Yes.
As our tours, Alan's mm-hmm. favorite word. Mm-hmm. Describe maybe favorite parts of it, because there are a lot of parts.
I like the idea of just creating life and making things move.
God complex.
Pretty egotistical drives us.
Yeah.
To a large extent. After you sit back and you watch him do his little thing.
You're like, I made you do that.
Yeah.
That
was me.
Yeah. Someone called me Frankenstein the other day because I said there was a lot of pain into the process, but I liked creating the life, and then she called me Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That'll do it, yeah. I don't know, I like the actual animating part where you sit down and you just go for it. I don't know, it's really relaxing, really meditative, I guess, because you're just like, and then there's like a soundscape to it too, that you hear the papers flurrying and the marker, whatever, you know, brushing against it. And that's like, that's the best part.
But once you get to that part, because it takes forever to get to that, actually like setting it up,
yeah.
It's like once you're actually doing the animation part, that is probably, it's like winds up being the easiest and the most fulfilling, I guess, because it took you 2 months to set it up to do this thing, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone ever upset? Now, E.T., don't answer. That someone in your class can use telekinesis and you can't to make animation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and it, really what he makes, is it really animation?
It's not even original.
I
don't talk.
It's go ahead. He always takes my ideas for the most part. So he always takes my ideas.
You know what? He's really lazy anyway. So he takes your idea and he pitches it. But he doesn't do it. He doesn't make it. So your idea is spoiled and you have to rethink of a new idea, but then he steals it again.
But you
and
know
it's
what?
It's a never-ending cycle of bad.
You know what? In E.T.'s defense, if I had telekinesis, I would probably use it for animation.
Mm-hmm.
But she wouldn't be drunk.
Now.
And you'd probably.
You don't know
and
that.
And he only does flower animations. He only does flower animations.
Oh, yeah, they're really
annoying.
Now, at having E.T. as a student, I have to say, E.T.
What?
That perhaps you don't really yet understand what animation is, because you think that just moving objects telekinetically is animation.
Well, he is animating them, so.
Elliot.
I think you might think I'm Elliot.
Yeah. Why? Okay, now his finger's glowing. We've seen this in class many times. Okay, now he's getting very close to Alan.
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
He smells like beer.
Yeah.
Which is kind of comforting to me. I kind of like
Alan's
it.
Hooker?
Yeah. What? Alan, here is E.T.'s hooker?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Be right here.
That's great.
Elliot.
Preferred if you were right over
why,
there.
Why is he?
But,
he's getting pretty close. Yeah. All right, anyway, ignore.
Staring
ignore.
Eyes.
Ignore. Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
I just started levitating. Stop it.
That's pretty cool.
E.T. has a creepy laugh. Now, if you guys could have any superpower in the world that would cost you only one of your appendages, what superpower would you choose, and what appendage would you give up for it?
Changeling and pinky of my right hand. And changeling, because that way, if I wanted to be invisible, I could be a cricket. If I wanted to fly, I could be a bird. If I wanted, like, I could have all the superpowers. Super strength, I could be like a gorilla.
Alan, is that correct?
No.
Sorry.
It's not.
Totally wrong. Totally wrong. Next.
You don't want to be that.
Should we give you some options?
Give me some starting points.
All right. Gender invisibility.
Wait, does that mean?
We have the ability to fly backwards only.
I see people with gender invisibility all the time, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not
special. A thing now.
That's a power, though.
It's not special.
The power to see people with gender invisibility.
Oh, you're saying that?
Yeah. You must have the sight.
Alan is also missing a foot.
You have to say
prosthetic.
The power and the appendage that you have to lose.
Yes. Like, yes.
In conjunction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't Powdered Toast Man fly backwards? That's what I thought of when you described.
What did he not have?
Oh my gosh.
A head.
That's right.
Well, he
had a toaster for a head.
But he had
He had like the toaster head.
Or he had a piece of toast for a head.
Toast head.
Toast head, that's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the toast.
Gave it up. Gave it up for the power.
Switch it out.
How did, do you like, what do you do to do that? Do you find like a witch who specializes in that? Or is it like,
well, nowadays, Taylor, we call them surgeons.
Surgeons?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could use a witch. For instance, okay, I'll just tell you mine. I have Cassandra syndrome. As we've discussed.
As we've already established.
Now, it wasn't something I picked. It was something that was given to me. But the thing that I had to give up was both of my kidneys and 1/10 of my lung.
See, I wouldn't have thought you'd do that with your love of scotch and whiskey. Your kidneys.
Well,
you kind of need those.
Well, the thing is...
His power?
The space that the extra little bit of my lung occupied... I now have an extra little pouch.
Wow. You have a pouch for whiskey?
Pouch. Yeah, whiskey pouch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually for called fruits. A colostomy bag. But
well, there's that too. Yeah. I call it whiskey pouch.
Fine.
You know, they sell those now.
You can go to any liquor store now, and you can get...
It's a pocket pack.
Pocket pack of whiskey or gin.
At the register.
Pocket shots.
Pocket shots.
They look like little IV bags full of...
They really do.
Vodka.
Just for mentioning pocket shots on our podcast, we should
get some free pocket shots.
Enough to fill my pants.
Yeah.
I thought they were called pocket packs.
But
what would the slogan
the
be?
We
need a good slogan.
Because sometimes...
You need to be drunk.
You need to... Because sometimes you need to be drunk.
Yes. Drunker.
Yeah. Drunker.
Yeah. Now, what advice would you give to high school students right now thinking about going into animation in college, period? Or question mark,
I think, is what you're looking for.
Question mark, quotes, asterisk. Yeah.
Do it.
Why?
Because if it's something that you really connect to, like obviously all the people in this room have, then it is a huge part of every day and a huge part of creative outlets, a huge part of the community. Like, I mean, the animation community is just really awesome.
But everybody's crazy.
Everyone's crazy.
Yeah, everybody's crazy.
Yeah.
There is one really awesome thing, too.
Yes.
That you don't get with, like, painting or, like, drawing or anything else. There's, like, one part where everybody in here that's ever made a movie, animated a film, where all of a sudden you were like, how the fuck did I do that?
Yeah.
It turns into, like, this magic trick.
Well, yeah, it's a fantastic payoff.
It's also, like, the only department of a school that I can imagine where... No matter what you produce, you had to work hard on it. You can't not work hard on a completed animation. Like, that's, you know, you can do that with a lot of other things, like do something quick, a quick drawing, quick painting. You can't really, it's a lot harder to do a quick animation.
There's no shortcuts.
Yeah, there's not,
Mm-hmm. Could each of you tell us why you chose animation?
Well, at first, when I came to the school, we didn't have to choose majors, so I thought I wanted to do film, but then animation gave me complete creative control, and I liked that, so
your god complex came back.
Yeah.
Well, I also started out doing film and still work in film and animate on film, so I guess I didn't really have to choose a department so far, but I like animation because I like when it's done. Maybe I also have a god complex thing. I like being able to control little things.
Well, maybe not god, maybe just the control freaks.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
That's natural. Probably. And a virtue. Like,
control cult.
Yeah.
It's a cult.
Cult control.
Cult control. Ooh.
When I was a little guy.
How little?
Young. Oh, tiny. Like
Zygote?
Like 12. Yeah, about 11. There.
Okay.
I used to make movies a lot, and I kind of continued with that, but then I realized I didn't have control over the actors or their acting ability, or if it was raining outside, and I didn't want it to be, and animation slowly kind of gave me that outlet to do everything I wanted, and it worked, and it's so nice to make a storyboard, and then to create that animation that completely creates every idea that I envisioned.
And you get to draw.
Yeah.
And I love drawing over and over and over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The way that I got into animation was, well, first of all, I never stopped watching cartoons. And that was kind of weird to be a senior in high school and watching cartoons when I got home.
You think that's weird?
Well, I didn't think it was weird, but other people thought it was a little strange.
Yeah, favorite shows.
Well, I would watch, like, whatever was on, like, the, what was that one channel? Boomerang. Mm-hmm. It had, like, all the old school ones. Yeah. And then there was this other channel that had all the old Nickelodeon cartoons, too, which that was fun to watch again older. But I love Flapjack.
No.
Adventure Time is on. I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. And I liked SpongeBob the first season, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just kept watching. And then when I came here, I was like, hey, I like to paint and I like to draw and I like to do all of these things. And I took all those classes, but in animation, I could do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to pick. Mm-hmm. And so that's ideal, right? You don't have to choose between your favorites because they can all be there.
Would you say also animation chooses you?
Animation totally chose me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Amanda, thoughts?
I guess I came here as like a painter, I guess. I just painted all the time. And I kept painting the same thing, basically, over and over again. And I was like, this is really, really stupid. I'm painting the same thing. I'm trying to tell stories, I guess, and it's not working. And then I took an animation class, and I was like, this is awesome. Because I really like stuff that's laborious.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, mm-hmm. and I could tell my stories and make little worlds, and it was like everything I ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
mm-hmm.
I can use any medium that I ever want,
mm-hmm.
and that's the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be a painter, but I could be a painter. I could also be an animator at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stevie St. Francis Ducky.
Yo, I think like I wanted to do that for a long time, but like I didn't. I mean, I've been painting and drawing comics and stuff. And like there was like a point like a few years ago where I just wanted everything to move. I would paint like certain characters and stuff, and I just wanted them to move. I thought when I came here I'd be doing like drawn animation, but I make dolls a lot too, so I wound up integrating them and like painting backdrops and using my own music, so everything kind of all came together from like a long way back to like the present, I guess.
Mm-hmm. E.T.
What is animation?
Oh, God.
Exactly.
E.T.
Here you go. Here you go. All right. Critique your teacher, Joel Frenzer. Pros and cons, go.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
Let's get the
juice. Granted, now I should set the stage a little bit. Just set the stage. I'll be on sabbatical next year.
So you have a year buffer.
I have grades are in.
Grades?
We don't have grades here. We need credit. Oh, yeah. Interesting. No grades at the school, right?
Yeah, no grades.
No grades. No majors.
Finals.
You can't
yeah.
put a grade on talent.
You know
Thank
when you.
Thank you.
Fail,
Thank
though.
You can't. Well, yeah, you do know when you fail.
Totally know when you fail.
Now, you have a year buffer before I can retaliate. So go ahead, critique me.
Sometimes
I can
your
take
beard
it.
Is really badly trimmed.
Sometimes my beard is badly trimmed. Yeah. It's true.
It was sometimes.
That man growth. It's hard to contain.
It was really angering in the middle of winter when you would show up in short sleeve t-shirts mm-hmm. in the
yeah.
freezing animation room.
Yeah. I never turned the heat up. Because
that was...
It's like David Letterman in his studio. It's always cold because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Others?
Cold makes you focus. Sorry.
Yeah.
I said that then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first thing that you told the class that I remember was exactly what you had said earlier, which is you don't need to know how to draw to animate. And I think that, well, that kind of like...
I'm sorry, I'm a traditionalist. I'm a,
it's okay,
I mean,
it's okay.
I mean, you know, there.
I'm
there
a big
is,
fan of fundamentals,
It's
yeah.
a skill that makes the animation better.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no...
If you decide to draw.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but it's not black and white. I'm just, I prefer the
But
the drawing.
I thought that was a really cool first thing to say to people in a really scary, hard-sounding class.
Yeah. Were you scared going into that class?
Scared.
Wow.
Intimidated.
This is great.
You know what was cool about you?
Yes.
You're the only one. Okay, so I took animation in my second semester of the first year, and I came to the school, and I was, like, totally freaked out because I thought nobody took things seriously. But that's, I just didn't know. I just didn't know what the school was, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh! And I got to animation, and all of a sudden you were, like getting things done. And I was like, freaking out. Yeah. I was like, this is
how
perfect.
We do. Yeah. And I often would karate chop my own hand instead of pointing because that's much more effective.
I saw you punch a few students.
Well, elbows to temples, fist to eyeball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gets your point across. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
A bad thing about the class is that we didn't have pocket shots.
Thank you.
What do you all see for your futures in animation? Or what are you thinking about?
And maybe dream job.
Dream job.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What?
Country singer, acrobat, animator.
Mm. Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Write a grant proposal.
It's
as soon
already
as they
written.
Rebuild Tennessee.
Mm. Right now, I think animating a music video would be pretty fun.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
What music? What kind of music? What band? Specific song?
Club and music, I don't know.
TLC.
Revive an old song.
Like Justin Bieber?
Who the fuck is Justin Bieber? I keep hearing this name.
Artist.
Well, he's going to be gone soon because his voice changed.
I would like to see.
His voice is changing.
Oh, yeah, that's not good for the...
Oh, is he a teeny bopper?
He's 16.
He is...
He's a Bieber bopper.
He's younger than a teeny bopper.
12.
Yeah.
Florist.
Oh, E.T. wants to be a florist.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
Dream jobs, dream places to live, dream dreams.
I want to live in California.
Silicon Valley?
Not
Silicon
Napa Valley.
Valley.
Napa Valley?
Devil's Valley. No.
Yeah.
Dream job would be also to make a music video, to work on a music video.
Oh. You know what? Yeah. It would be great. It would be great. Lady Gaga featuring Justin Bieber.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bieber Gaga?
Bieber Gaga.
I think the dream job would be to just being able to make the next movie. And then
like the next big thing or just your next film?
Just your own next movie. Mm. Just knowing that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I think a dream job would just be where you... It would be like Norman McLaren is my dream job. Just being funded to animate and play around with techniques and make shit and have people at your disposal to help you and have a studio.
Yeah, that's it.
Like that, I mean, what else is there?
Yeah.
And
Igor.
Maybe in Canada too.
Mm.
Canada?
If Canada was warmer, that would be my dream Canada.
Yeah.
Mm. Do any of you want to work commercially in the industry?
I'm assuming that I'm going to do that after I graduate soon. But I have a question for you, Alan.
Okay. Turn the tables.
Yes.
Ooh.
Pop quiz.
I've heard that you have found success independently, so I'm wondering how you did that.
I have. Over the last year and a half, I've been working for myself and able to pay rent, amazingly. I've done that, and this is kind of, it's such a double-edged sword, but because I've worked in studios for 9 years about, and over that period of time, I worked with a lot of different people, and I met a lot of people, and I stayed in touch with a lot of people, and now all the people that I know are coming to me for work and telling other people about me, and they're coming for me to work, too.
You're also tenacious?
There's that, yeah.
And
thanks.
Alan,
I appreciate
Alan,
that. That's nice.
Alan
yeah.
feels no pain.
It's true.
Wow.
It's kind of like me. I can't be sad. I only can feel happy. Alan, you could he can stay up for a whole week straight with if you weighed him down, like put like a donkey on his back and had him draw with his opposite hand using a butter knife on a Wacom tablet, he could still deliver on time.
Hell
wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. That is...
That's a superpower.
That's, yeah.
It's also
and
verbatim in his resume.
Yeah, wow.
It's really just I've worked my ass off for the last...
He got the donkey off his back,
he
so he worked it off. Computer is saying that it's time to release our guests into a room that's not so warm.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Any final thoughts? Final words?
One final word
from each of you that makes a sentence. Has to make a sentence.
It has to make a sentence.
Okay. Start from left.
It's like telephone,
right.
Kind of, but build a sentence.
It's all on you.
Go.
Smile. Gross.
Because.
You. Sunglasses.
Horses.
Wait, that wasn't a sentence at all. Why not? Wait, now makes it
wait, what does ET say?
Elliot.
Of course.
Fucking creepy. That guy is so
same
creepy.
Thing over and over again. Almost not even worth doing it. Okay. Thank you, everybody. And computer will show you out. He'll summon you out.
Thank you all very
much.
You.
Thank you. They're going. Everyone is happy. We're warm. Everyone's still clapping. We're trying to fade out, but we're really not. We just keep going. And no one's really leaving. And computer's not doing its job. And we are out.
Well, that was a lot of fun talking with your students, Joel.
Yes, I feel that I have prepared them for God knows what.
Yeah,
and
something.
It's all my fault.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see the trajectory they all take to see if I did good by them, if they got their money's worth, or I was completely wrong the entire time and ruined their lives.
Yeah. Tune in 10 years.
Good thing I have a podcast.
Should we do a follow-up episode in a couple years with them?
I think it has to happen. It's like Diane Sawyer.
Yeah.
With all those quintuplets. Did she cover the Octomom?
Everybody covered the Octomom.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you're a truth teller.
I'm a truth sayer.
Would Don Bluth be a Bluth sayer?
Yes.
Would Dr. Ruth be a Ruth sayer?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Would John Wilkes Booth be a Booth sayer?
Yeah.